For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team won their sixth straight game last weekend at Minot State. We'll host Minnesota Duluth this weekend, joined by senior running back Tony Peterson out of Frederick, Wisconsin. Congratulations on a whale of a game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You started 8 out of the 9 games last season that you played in, fourth on the team in running, got hurt. How rough has this year been?
It's been a long season. Every Saturday just kept getting harder and harder, but you know what? I got through it and felt better, and I made the most of this last weekend.
What led to the injury? How did it happen? How rough was rehab?
Well, first time I tore my meniscus was back in July when we were just doing a passing down on the field, so completely non-contact, just freak accident, kind of spun on my leg at a weird angle, and then just getting over that one after the surgery. Played in the Winona game just on special teams, and then the Tuesday after that game, I tore it again.
It's got to be heartbreaking as a senior to put all the blood, sweat, and tears, and this is the way it goes. Does last Saturday make up for any of that?
Oh, yeah, it did. I would have been happy with the one carry for the touchdown, but you know what? Tesh kept me in, and it was awesome. Great day.
One might ask how in the heck a player can have 100 yards rushing in one quarter. You did it. What was going right for you?
I don't know what was going right for me, but the line was just unbelievable at the end of the game there. I could have chosen to go left or right with every carry. Just the holes were a mile wide.
What's it like getting a college touchdown when you don't know if you're going to be back on the field?
It was an amazing feeling. I was so excited. Like the last few weeks as I've been getting better, I've just been imagining just having Coach Tesh put me in if we're just on the goal line and then just that be it. But to have that touchdown and then all the yards after just meant so much to me.
It says a lot about the character of this team to suffer through the first 3 weeks like you guys did and then rattle off 6 straight. You're not satisfied at 6, are you?
No, we're not. We're having a heck of a year, and we're going to keep this thing going.
What's it been like watching this team and knowing what it takes to get over 3 straight losses the way that they did?
We've seen a lot of guys develop into leaders. Jordy Hine, he was thrown into the first game after Ryan Shields went down. He's developed into a heck of a leader, and he's having a great season. We've just had guys on both sides of the balls step up and be leaders.
As a senior, you've been through a lot here. How much did the last couple of years stink?
Last 2 years were no fun at all, and we've already got as many wins this year as we did the last 2 years, so this one's making up for it.
Minnesota Duluth is a team that you guys have been close with and just haven't quite seemed to get over the hump. What's it going to take this week?
I think we just got to keep doing what we've been doing because it's obviously working.
When an offense is clicking like you guys are, do you feel a little invincible?
Some days, yeah, but the last 2 weeks we've struggled a little bit, but I think we'll get back to where we've been and we'll be just fine.
Like you said, you've been here, been there, done that, know how much you got to work to be successful in this league. Watching Gunnar Olszewski, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
He's one heck of an athlete. That kid can do everything, punt returns, everything on defense. He's going to have a lot of good years here at BSU.
He was named the Defensive Player of the Week. How much does your offense help your defense? How much does your defense help your offense?
Well, the defense is always there to get the stop when we really need them to, get the 3-and-outs, the turnovers, and then I think this year has been the first year in the last few years that we've been able to keep them on the sideline, let them get a break instead of us getting a 3-and-out and having to force them to go back out there.
Final game at the Jet for you seniors. How tight-knit of a group are you guys?
There's only 6 of us left out of, 40 guys that we came in with. But those guys are my brothers. I live with half of them, and these are guys I'm going to have in my life forever.
Best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.